Welcome everyone, my name is Divine. This is episode 122 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on the components of faith. The components of faith, this is going to be part two. In part one, we talked about the belief component to faith. And we talked about how to shape your belief system. So now we're going to continue on the other components of faith, right? So the anchor scripture is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It says again, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You literally cannot work with God without faith. He that comes to God must believe. There must be that belief system. Believe that he is. That means you believe that God exists. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So there is a reward for being living a life of faith. But that reward again comes to those that diligently seek the Lord. And last podcast, we talked about what faith is. We said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we talked about how the stuff you've not seen, right? That's what drives faith, you know. But the basis for your faith is that trust and belief that God is able to do what he has promised. So we define faith, but I'm not going to go deeply on what we discussed last time. I'll encourage you to go back and listen to episode 121 if you want some more information on that. So now, what is the second component of faith? The second component of faith is obedience. The second component of faith is obedience. Because the thing is, when you have a belief on something, you then need to act on those beliefs. There are many people that believe certain things, but they don't necessarily act on it. They just don't, right? So the thing is, faith entails listening to God and doing what he tells you to do, regardless of what surrounds you at the time. The thing is, obedience is literally hearing what God says you should do, believing on it, and then practicalizing it. That's what obedience is. Obedience is practical. You literally take what God has told you and put it into action. Now, why is obedience a big component of faith? Obedience is a big component because there are certain things that will not be unlocked for you as a child of God if you don't take that step of obedience. Because the thing is, obedience is not always easy. Sometimes it requires very intense faith. Think about it. When the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were being thrown into the fire. I mean, literally, that death was staring them down. But they had faith in God. They believed that God was able to save them. They truly believed God's word. Because, you know, sometimes many people are able to say, oh, they can speak with their mouth, but their actions don't confirm what they're saying or what they say they believe, right? Sometimes you truly find out people's state of belief when tough circumstances come. Those three Hebrew boys, they could have backed out. They could have said, God, we really love you. We really, you know, you're the God of Israel. But look at this burning fire. We can't be thrown into this fire, you know. Or you see some people, they're like, you know what? Let me bow down to this graven image. And, you know, after the coast is clear, I will go back and apologize to God. No, there's obedience. They decided to obey. And the obedience was dictated by their beliefs. So it was consistent with their beliefs. It was not consistent with what surrounded them. Because again, you see a lot of people, when the surrounding circumstances change, their faith in God changes. Their commitment to God changes. That's not a life of faith. A life of faith requires a lot of obedience. And sometimes that obedience has to be sacrificial. Literally, those men, Their lives were on the line. But they were like, you know what? We are going to obey. The fire was in front of them, but they did not let that fire determine their level of obedience. They were like, you know what? We're going to do the will of God, come what may. They said, you know, we believe that our God will save us. So they had that belief that there was a God in Israel that was able to save them. But then they said, even if God does not save us, our actions are not going to change. So those people, there's this part of the Bible that says, my heart is fixed within me. Those three Hebrew boys, they were hardened for Christ, right? Their hearts were fixed within them. They made up their minds that regardless, they're just going to keep following God. They're just going to keep doing His will. Because again, I'm telling you, there are certain times where obeying God will make absolutely no sense. It will look like one of the craziest things you've ever done, right? It will look crazy. People may mock you for it. People may mock you for your faith. In fact, let me tell you this. We live in a world where there are many powerful forces working against people of faith. One, mockery. That force of mockery. People mocking you for your belief system. And two, cancel culture, where people actively work to bring you down because you have a certain faith. I'm encouraging you, brethren, keep obeying God. Obeying God is a component of faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. So you can't just believe God. That belief has to be manifested in works of righteousness. You need to be obeying God, right? Again, obedience requires faith. Because those Hebrew boys, they decided to keep doing the will of God, even if death seemed like the inevitable outcome. But it didn't bother them. It didn't faze them. They just were like, you know what? Whatever happens, we're going to obey. Their hearts were fixed on obedience. That's faith. That's faith. So faith is not just belief. Faith is belief manifested in godly action. Faith is actionable, right? Because you see some people, they say, oh, I have faith in God. But then you see their lives and you're like, wow, this life does not correlate with what God's word says. To be honest with you, those people don't have faith. Those people do not have faith. If you truly have faith in God, it will be manifested in your actions. So some people that say, oh, I have faith in God. Again, that's the thing we have with Christianity today. There are many people that call themselves Christians. But those Christians, they don't live lives that are worthy of God's calling. Even Jesus Christ said this, it's not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord that will make it into the kingdom of heaven. It's only those that do the will of my Father. Because when you hear people say Lord, Lord, they have that appearance of faith. But do those people truly have faith? So what is your faith in God like? Is it actionable? Are you taking those steps of faith? When God told Abraham, go and sacrifice your son Isaac, Abraham had told God how he loved him and everything. But then the rubber hit the road. Okay, Abraham, you love me? Show me by your actions. Show me by your actions where your faith truly lies. And Abraham, he proved God right. He was like, God, you know what? This instruction you're giving to me right now makes absolutely no sense. You're the one that gave me this son. And you're telling me to take that son that I love. Because God was very specific. Because God knew that Abraham had two sons. He had Isaac and he had Ishmael. He was like, no. Take that son, that one you love. Go and sacrifice him. It made no sense. God was the one that brought Isaac. And now you're telling me to go and sacrifice that same Isaac. But he was like, you know what? That's fine. And he did not discuss it with his wife. Because if he discussed it with Sarah, Sarah may have said, ah, this one child that took us how long to get, you want to go and sacrifice this one? No, he didn't say anything. He didn't even tell Isaac, they just went. He obeyed God. That's a component of faith. That's why you see Abraham, he's mentioned extensively in Hebrews chapter 11. Like literally, Hebrews chapter 11 is a book. I think of it as a chapter in scripture that is like the hall of fame for faith. Abraham is mentioned extensively in the Hall of Fame for faith. Why? Because he obeyed God regardless of what surrounded him. His commitment to God did not change because circumstances changed. No, his obedience was consistent. And that consistent obedience showed that he was a true person of faith. So I'm encouraging you today. I'm challenging you today. Obey God. Obey God. Yes, you can believe, oh, I believe by leap. But let me tell you this, your belief is not complete if it's not manifested in actions. You see many people, they say they are Christians, but then you look at their lives, you look at what they do, and it's clearly at odds with what the word of God says. That's not faith. You don't have faith in God. Don't deceive yourself. In fact, there is this Bible verse that says that there are many people, they have this form of godliness, but they deny the power. The Bible says, from such people, turn away. There are many people, they have this appearance of godliness. You see me say this at the end of every podcast, that there are many churches that call themselves Church of God. But you check the underlying substance and there is nothing. Like certain topics from the Bible are off limits to be preached in those churches. No, that's not a place you want to go to. You want to go to a place that preaches the true and diluted word of God and challenges you to actually make a change in your life, make a change in the way you live. Again, salvation is not manifested by just, ooh, I believe in Christ. I've said the prayer of salvation. Okay, great. You have said that prayer of salvation. But has your life changed? The hallmark of a saved person is a changed life. Your actions must show that, wow, this person is now under new management. This person is now under the Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you today, obedience is an important component of faith. So choose to obey. Choose to obey. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it looks like a crazy decision. Sometimes you'll be mocked for it. But again, if you stand with God, the Bible says But there's this famous statement that one with God is majority. When you stand with God, you have all the majority you need. The majority of the Israelites were bowing down to the graven image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decided that, you know what? We're not going to bow down to this graven image. We're going to stand with God here. They were in the minority, but they stuck with God. It doesn't matter where you are. Even if 100 million people are doing the wrong thing and you're the only one person doing the right thing, when you're standing with God, you are standing on solid ground. You are standing on solid footing. You are not standing on shaky foundation. And at the end, what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God came through for them. He saw that obedience because there are certain things you do that can provoke God. They provoked God to show up in that situation because they had stood up for God in obedience. So God stood up for them. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself. They came out from among them. They were separated. Obedience separates you from the pack. Obedience makes you stand out. They stood out in obedience and God stepped in for them. Look at Noah. The Bible says in the time of Noah, many people were doing all these evils, committing all these atrocities. But Noah was the one person that was doing God's will. In the whole earth, he was the one person doing God's will. He stood up for God and God gave him instructions. Build this ark. Build this ark to save you and your family from a flood. A flood had never happened, literally. A flood had never happened on the earth. If you read the Bible carefully, a flood had never happened on the earth. But Noah, because, you know, think about it. The people of, you know, many people that get those kinds of instructions, build an ark to protect from a flood. God, what kind of flood? We've never seen a flood before, right? So that was faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No one had seen flood. No one had seen anything of that nature on the earth. But Noah's actions showed that he believed. So he believed. God spoke to him. He believed that, okay, a flood will come. He believed in God. But he went just beyond that. He made that belief complete by acting out on those beliefs. He said, oh, okay, a flood. I've never seen a flood, but God is the one that gave this instruction. Let me tell you this. As long as an instruction is from God, whether it makes sense or not, obey it. That's where faith comes in. Again, because as human beings, we want everything figured out. We want to know this, we want to know that, we want to know. No. God does not work with people that want. The Bible says it's an unbelieving generation that seeks a sign. You don't always have to find signs. All God is looking for is your obedience. All God is looking for is your commitment. So I'll encourage you, be like Noah. Flood had never been seen on the earth, but he believed God. It was manifested in his actions. People were probably mocking him as he was building that ark. That, dude, what are you doing? Dude, are you crazy? Like, literally, we've never seen a flood. and you're building all this ark. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this, you're doing that. Okay. But that faithful obedience was rewarded. In the end, when destruction came, who was left standing at the end? It was Noah and his family. It was Noah and his family. Because his obedience, even if he did not have any good reason, like really the only reason that he had for what he did was the divine instructions that he got. But he just chose, you know what, regardless of my surrounding circumstances, regardless of the dry ground I'm seeing, regardless of the fact that flood had never been on this earth, you know what, God, you gave this instruction, I'm going to obey this instruction. That's a big component of faith. That's the obedience component of faith. So I'm encouraging you today, regardless of what the world around you is saying, regardless of the way things look around you right now, obey the word of God. That's a big component of faith. And for those that have not surrendered their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you an opportunity today. If you want to start off on that journey of faith, there's no other path to God except through Jesus Christ. I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe you shed your blood and you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that have said that prayer of salvation, congratulations. And Father, I also pray for everyone else listening to this podcast. Give us the grace to obey. Your word says faith without works is dead being alone. We don't just want to have that belief in you, but give us the grace to practicalize it. Give us the grace to actually do your will, to diligently obey your commands, regardless of what surrounds us. And as we do that, Lord, let the reward of faith be our portion to your glory and praise. Give us that grace to obey, because Lord, it's not always easy, but we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Give us the grace to obey your will. Give us the grace to keep your commandments, to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you. Now you believe, but that belief has to be confirmed by actions. So what are some of the two smart actions you can take? I'll encourage you. First, you know, pick up a Bible. Find a translation that you understand. I love the New Living Translation. You can even start in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. But as you read that word, don't just read it. Think about it. Ask yourself, how can I apply this to my life? And actually begin to apply it. Again, hearing the word alone is not going to help you. It's doing the word, that obedience, that will help you. And then the second thing you should do is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, undiluted word of God is preached. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. Just be careful of going to a church where they call themselves Church of God. But then they preach things that you're like, man, this Bible I'm reading says to not do this. But you see certain churches, they try to modify the message to better fit with the times. No. That is not a place you want to be. That's literally a hallmark of the last days. I trust God that in the future, we'll have an opportunity to really delve deep into the last days. The Bible talks extensively about the last days. But I will encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. Seek fellowship with other believers. And one other thing that may also help you is listening to the podcast on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It can really show you how to grow as a new believer in your walk with God. I believe that starts at episode 99. There are like five or six separate podcasts where I talk about the basic responsibilities of a believer. So thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful week ahead. And I pray a blessing of God upon your week. And I also pray that all will be well with you and with your family and with every area of your life. I'll see you in the next podcast. Shalom. God bless you. Bye for now.